Shalom Aleichem, Sabina's friends. In the previous shir, we saw the machlokas, whether you're allowed to erase part of a letter of Shem Hashem, even though the letter retains its tsuras ha'os, if that's aser. And then we ask that the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to be mahadir sefer Torah, based on the Gemara and Shabbos Kafami Gimel Lamed Beis. So if you want to improve the letter, you want to make it look better, why is it considered erasing? We saw Machlokas Achronim. So in the Or of Ram and Daf Kuf Lamed, he explains as follows in Sefer Devarim. The question about the din of Hidur in Sefer Torah is the Kiyum Bedafka B'Shas Ksivas HaSefer Torah Mamish, that when you're writing, the Ksiva has to be Na'a Umehuderes, a beautiful writing, but after it's already written, there's no more inyan of Hidur, we can say no. That as long as you're mahadir and you're miyapi, you beautify the Sefer Torah, that is part of the mitzvah of Zekeh Liman Veil. And apparently, it would seem that this is totally b'ikra mitzvah k'siva Sefer Torah. Das HaRambam is that either you write it yourself or other people write it for you, or even if you fix one letter. But if you didn't write it yourself at all, you just brought a Sefer Torah kosher, you're not Yotzi Yedei Chovas HaMitzvah, Rambam, Perek Zayin Michel Sefer Torah, Lach Aleph, so writes Lehedya, the Ramah, Yoredeya, Reish, Ayin Reish, Simon Aleph, that if a person buys a Sefer Torah, he doesn't correct anything in it, he is not Yotzi. However, Rashi, Menachas, Taf Lamed Abin Aleph holds, that even if you're Kona Sefer Torah Menashuk, you're Yotzi Yedei HaMitzvah, even though it's not a Hidr to do it that way. And so in the Bir Hagra, see what he writes over there. And Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Resh. So Lefi Pshuto would appear that the whole Iker Inyan of Hidr Mitzvah was only like a Beikiyum Mitzvah. In other words, when you're doing in Mekayim a Mitzvah, there's an Inyan to do it Behidr. There's a Beis Halevi about this, and Chelik Beis Siman Mem Zayin, there's Machlok Saposkim, Ayin Sham. Hakopanim, if we say that the sort of Hidr Mitzvah is that you should be Mekayim the mitzvah of a hither, then it would appear that if we say, like it's Mashma the Rambam and like the Ramaz Paskins Mefurish, that the whole Iker Kiyum of this mitzvah is Dafka B'Shas HaKsiva, so it would emerge that the Inyan of hither is Shaykh only then. They have to write a Sefer Torah both from hither, but if you already wrote a Sefer Torah Kosher, so it's not Shaykh to do hither anymore. Mashenkin Lefida Asrashi, that you're Mekayim a mitzvah if you don't write a Sefer Torah, so we can say that the Iker Kiyum Mitzvah is that you have a Sefer Torah. It's a Kiyum Mitzvah Nimshach Le'olam, that you have this Sefer Torah. So even the Sefer Torah is written Shalom Behidr, so there's still an Inyan to make it Mehudr now, because even now there's a Kiyum Mitzvah Tediris, and therefore you can improve on it now and fix the letter. And according to this, it would appear that the opinion of the Ramami Pano and those on his side, as we learned in the previous year, are that they hold like the Rambam, the Ramah, that the Ikra Mitzvah Sefer Torah is B'maisa Ksiva Atzma, and the Meila, the Inyan of Hidr is Shaykh only B'shas Ksiva, and the Meila emerges according to this, that if the Os was written Kehilchasa, it just wasn't Mehudr, it was a little bit too thick or whatever, or if it had some type of addition that wasn't Psula, like this little leg on the roof of the Dalid that we mentioned in the previous segment. So since there's not going to be any Maisik Siva when you just fix this letter, and like we said, that if the letter is puzzle and you're fixing the letter that way, it's Chok Tuchos, it's not even kosher. So there's no Kiyum Mitzvah Ksiva. So since there's no Kiyum Mitzvah Ksiva, you're just removing something that's a little bit not pretty to the eye, so it's not Shayach, an Inyan of Hidr. It's only when you're doing it. The Ram holds the mitzvah of ksiva b'daika, dafka mitzvah ksiva. So it has to be when you're writing. But just removing something that doesn't look good, spitzing it up a little bit, making it look a little nicer, that's not mitzvah of ksiva. And the male would emerge then, the Rambam, one should not touch Shem Hashem, because then you're erasing for no reason, because there's no union of hither. Our shikasha was that it's hither to make it more beautiful, so why can't you beautify the letter? The answer is, if it's already kosher and there's no inyan of hither, then there's no reason to touch the letter. And Adarabba, it's Mechikas Shem Hashem. So that's not considered a tikkun, Mashenkin, according to Rashi, that the Iker mitzvah is that you have a Sefer Torah, and it's a mitzvah nimsheches, and as long as the mitzvah nimsheches, and there's a Kiyum mitzvah tadir, so it's Shaykh, the Sinyan of Hidr, even afterwards, and therefore anything you can do to make it beautiful, you make it beautiful, including fixing the letter, if one of Shem Hashem, one of the letters, it doesn't look so nice, so you're able to scratch a little bit of it off. Now, from the words of the Maharal that we learned in the previous segment, it would seem lefi pshuta that he holds that min hastam there is no iser mechika, since the os remains kosher even after you remove a little bit of the ink, and dafka if you erase it in a way that passels the letter, there'll be an iser mechika, like nitpalim, those letters that are part of the Shem Hashem that are added on, that there's a mechikas os mamish. So that's Osir, so to hear by Osir Shem Hashem, there's a Mechikas Os Mamish, that'd be Osir Akol Panim, it's Mash Mitvarav, that even in a place that there's no Yipui and Hidr for this letter, there's no Isir Mechika, since the Os remains Bekashruso, and so is Mashma from the Menchas Chinuch we saw in the previous second. However, according to what we're saying, maybe we can argue and say, no. Why is it different than Sosir Eben Achas Behechel Omei Azara? There, you're not passeling the Heichel and the Azara for your Sosar Eben Achas. And nevertheless, since they have Kedusha, and this Stira has no Toelis and no Tikkun, so this is considered Hashchas and Yerov and Alav. So it's so to hear, like Avei Greiros and Mechikas Chelek Me'os, if you remove, erase part of the letter, so even though it's not going to be passeled, but since there's no Toelis, it's not considered Kiyom Inyan Ahidr, like we said, because it's already, the Sefer Torah is already written. So there's no hider. So therefore, the person might very well be over on this iser. However, if we say that there is a hider involved, because you are making the letters letter more beautiful, so then it's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be derech hashchasa, because there's going to be a tikkun here. There's going to be a hider. In other words, if there's no hider at all, then why just erase it? What benefit is there? Even though you're not passeling the letter, but what benefit is there stam in erasing? It's only if there's a hider, then we can see lefachot lefi das Rashi that you can make a correction in the letter. So this is a topic that requires much more research and discussion, but we gave some Rashi prakim. And we should be zocher l'ilmud l'lamid lishmar v'lasu l'kayim v'kol divrei sam teras v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.